is to a breakaway Russian-occupied part of Moldova in the west, pushing hundreds of miles west beyond current lines past the major Ukrainian cities of Mykolaiv and Odessa. Moscow said it's conducting a special military operation to demilitarize Ukraine and liberate its population from people it calls dangerous nationalists. Ukraine and its Western allies say Russia's invasion is an unjustified war of aggression. Ukraine's general staff said Russian forces had increased attacks all along the front line in the east and were trying to mount an offensive in the Kharkiv region north of their main target, the southeastern Donbas region. A blast tore through a Sunni mosque during Friday prayers in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz, killing 33 people and wounding dozens more, officials said. A spokesman for the Taliban administration in a tweet confirmed the death toll and said 43 people had also been wounded. It was not clear who was behind the explosion that the local commander said hit the mosque during Friday prayers. Several blasts claimed by the Islamic State hit northern cities on Thursday, one of them at a mosque and another days earlier at a school in western Kabul targeted the Shiite minority. This is VOA News. Kenya's former leader, who served as the country's third president from 2002 to 2013, has died at the age of 90, Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta announced on Friday the death of his predecessor, President Mwai Kibaki, who was 90 years old.
Emilio Mwai Kibaki was a quintessential patriot whose legacy of civic responsibility will continue to inspire generations of Kenyans long into our future.
Kibaki served as president from 2002 to 2013, winning election against Kenyatta and ending four decades of one-party rule. He came to power promising to fight corruption and transform Kenya's economy. While Kibaki ushered in economic reforms, corruption continued. His disputed re-election in 2007 against Raila Odinga, who accused him of rigging the outcome, led to the street clashes and the deaths of more than 1,100 people. But Kibaki was also hailed in 2010 for shaping Kenya a new constitution and improving social services. President Kenyatta praised the late president for transforming the country. At the end of two terms, Kibaki handed power to President Kenyatta, who was elected in 2013 and retired from politics. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
El Salvador's president said Friday police and soldiers have arrested more than 15,000 suspected gang members in under a month in a crackdown seeking to halt surging homicides. The president announced a state of emergency at the end of March following a bloody weekend in which 87 people were killed in gang-related violence. Since then, the police and military have been rounding up suspected gang members using emergency powers that have done away with the need for arrest warrants. The gangs count some 70,000 members, about 26,000 of whom are behind bars, according to authorities. Rights groups say innocent people are getting caught up in the indiscriminate roundup. Recapping our top story, a Russian general said on Friday Moscow wants to take full control over southern Ukraine, a statement Ukraine said shows Russia was lying about not having territorial ambitions. The deputy commander of Russia's Central Military District was quoted by Russian state news agencies as saying full control over southern Ukraine would give it access to a breakaway Russian-occupied part of Moldova in the west that would cut off Ukraine's entire coastline and push hundreds of miles west past the current lines, past Mykolaiv and Odessa. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The hits on VOA 1.